Anthony Collins is there. Morning, Anthony.
And a very good morning to you, Sean. Yeah, great day of racing here at the Clarence River Jockey Club today for the Jacaranda Cup meeting, mate. So myself and Munns and Gary Cleasy are going to have a look at the card.
Gary Cleasy, morning.
Yeah, morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm terrific. And we've got Glenn Munty with us, Munns. Now, are you guys aware, Munns, in case you didn't know, Munns got a winner at Darwin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was shocked when he told me before, this was his first ever winner in how many years, Munns?
30-odd.
There you go. Now, for people who race horses and think it's easy.
That's the first one I've ever had get to the races, let alone win
a
race.
That's what I mean. People think, you just buy them and win. It doesn't work that way. How many have you had along the way?
This is the second.
Your second horse?
Yeah. Two greyhounds.
Yeah.
One got barred for fighting, and one stayed in the boxes.
That brings me to my question: Was it at the Darwin races or the Darwin greyhound?
No, it was the Darwin races. It was a benchmark 70 race yesterday, and its name was Macon the Grade, and part owned courtesy of Peter Tighe and Magic Bloodstock was purchased after the Let's Go Racing luncheon. At the Darwin Racing Carnival in August. And Peter graciously put a number of us into the horse, and his good mate Noel Greenhill came into it as well with his wife Maria, and the parents of Simone Montgomery, Peter and Leanne, are in it. Greg Radley and his wife Jo, Ronnie Duffersey and his wife Cheryl, my wife Denise, also Bernadette Cooper, Adrian Allison, one of our gun directors here at Sky Racing, former jockey Scotty Leckie, and Darwin Identity, Michelle Graham. So it was a big, big buzz. And as you would know, Gaz and Andrew, Anthony, I should say, I'm a very, very quiet and unassuming sort of bloke. But when it led by six coming to the turn, I was under very, very good restraint. But when they got to about the 200 and it was still six in front, I tended to let go.
I reckon you would have thought you had sparrows flying out your nostrils.
Yeah, and I tell you what, we didn't leave anyone out of the marquee to tell them it was on and we thought it'd win. So, there was quite a few people there giving it a cheer home yesterday. At good odds, too.
Good on you, Glenn, but you must have lost our number, did you?
Sorry, Gaz. I thought you may have been busy at a non-tab meeting on Melbourne Cup Day
for
Grafton. So
ready for today, so...
Yeah, very poor reception there. Very poor phone reception at Flemington as well, you know, with the number of people there.
Well done anyway, mate. Well done. Yeah, good on you, man. Congratulations, mate.
So the Everest next year is probably, on target, you know, if not the Kosciuszko or something like it anyway.
It'll be a bigger tour than the Melbourne Cup, this one, I'll tell you. Now, the first today, let's have a look here. Munns, let's have a look and see. We've got one scratching, number seven, not a bag.
Yeah, well, this is the Kensai Club. This, of course, is all the major sponsors of the Clarence River Jockey Club go into the Kensai Club. Anyone can become a member, become a sponsor. And, well, the best result out of the Kensai Club is they draw once it gets approaching to Grafton Cup Carnival. The winners, all the Kensai Club members are drawn out of the hat, and the winner there gains naming rights for the Grafton Cup. So the Kensai Club race day, the Colts Gelding is an entire maiden here over 1,100 metres. We start with Budmeister at $151, Just Radish at $81, Moringa's Jaime at $8, My Last Gigi is $101, Graded Coconut at $23, Heritage Sash is $1.45. We've got Not A Bag, A Scratching, Sebago at $5.50, Shinar at $16, and Sizzle on the Bridge is a $6 chance. Well, this is the best supported runner on the program so far. This favourite here, Heritage Sash, Toby Edmonds and Ryan Maloney, went up 185 in the full field, 170 earlier today, touched 150 and came in again to be 145. Not a bean for another runner, guys.
Yeah, well, on 6.3.8.10, Glenn, on with Heritage Sash. I mean, look, hard to go past him. If you look at his debut run, he was three wide the trip, and Ryan Maloney grabbed hold of him about getting to the 600-metre mark and tried to drag him back and give a bit of cover. And from there on, he just spat the bit out. He had no idea what he was doing, but when he straightened up, he picked it up nice and quick. He got beaten 1.4. They run 57.66. And to me, I think he finds an easier maiden. Three Moringa's Jaime. He's doing a terrific job. He's had 10 goes. This is all in one preparation. He had a sticky gate here the other day. He sat three wide the trip. He won't be wide today. He'll just lob him behind him. There's a maiden in him, whether it's this time in or whether it's next time in. 8, Sebago, I love these trials. He hasn't been off the bit in both those trials. He was beaten 4.9 in his first. He beaten 2 lengths on a heavy track at RE, but I'd say Jenny Graham set him for a debut win. And 10, Sizzle on the bridge, one run back, went to Newcastle, 900 metres, chipped away okay. A couple of winners have come out of the race, but certainly the favourite looks hard to beat. 6-3, 8-10, isn't he, for me in race one?
Yeah, I'm in agreement here, Gary. Yeah, he just looks far too strong here. Heritage Sass, this 3-year-old colt by I'm Invincible, 6-10, 9-8 here. As you mentioned, he's only had the one go. He had the trial before that. That was at the Gold Coast over the 1,000 metres where they recorded strong time. He beat a couple of handy ones on that occasion. Comes up with a good gate. Gate 2, Ryan Maloney on for Toby Edmonds. I think it'll be winning, so just take the shorts about it. To defeat the 10, which is Sizzle on the bridge for Chris Lease, one of his Gold Coast horses. Lukey rolls on, has an awkward gait, but the starts down at Newcastle and Taree have been quite strong, including runner-up behind Nashian at Taree over the 1,000 back. What, 3 starts to go now? Then the 9 goes in, which is Shinar, a recent casino trial winner. Beat Mudgee Road. Mudgee Road came out to win at Non-Tab Mwillimbah yesterday. And then the 8 goes in, which is Sebago. Best of the rest. 6-10, 9-8.
Now, Munn's in the next event. We go to race number 2, and here we've got a full field.
Yes, and this second event on the card today at Grafton, it's Jacaranda Festival up there, so the trees will be out. I heard you say the other day, Gaz, you wouldn't like a jacaranda tree in your backyard because you're not much of a gardener to pick up all the leaves and the flowers when they drop on the jackers.
No, that's not true, Glenn. No, I did say I wouldn't like a jacaranda in the back of my yard because I don't like leaves. I am a gardener, but I don't like leaves, and they make a lot of mess, but they absolutely look enormous here in town. They're just blooming right out. So they can stay here at Grafton, providing they don't go to Ballina, mate.
Okay, right. Well, they'll get plenty of water at Ballina anyway. The Southside Pharmacy Fillies and Mares Maiden here over 1,100 metres. And we start with Bella Dama. Now, this has got earmuffs in the pre-race, Bella Dama, and it's a $61 chance. Gratuitous, also earmuffs in pre-race at $10. Solar Storm at $26. Brazen Bell, first starter for Maddie Dunn, $2.30 in favourite. Can't Catch Her with a lugging bit on at $19. Euro Gem with a nose roll on for Jenny Graham at $4. Just 1 Minute with earmuffs on at $81. Princess Ivy is a 100-to-1 chance. And Zuki, now it's got earmuffs on, but the barrier blanket comes off for Joanne Hardy here, a $2.70 chance. It's the best supported runner, although nowhere near the amount of money invested on this race as was in the previous. Zuki went up 280, it's 270. And basically 95% of the money has come for it this morning. Very, very little money for Brazen Bell, but it stayed 230 and even less for Can't Catch Her, who's gone 16 out to 19. They're the three with any investment whatsoever in race number 2.
No, now I'm 4.962. I'm with Brazen Bell. He beautifully bred filly. And she had 3 trials in Sydney. And in fairness, her trials weren't that bad, but her Deegan trial a couple of weeks ago was tremendous. She sat behind the 3 leaders. She got to the outside on straightening. She put paid on. Just the only little thing, she rolled back to the fence. But she won the trial by 3. Now, he did have her in on Monday at Ballina, Matty Dunn, and he scratched her out of there because the stablemate won the race. And she's come up with the one gate, and probably people know as well as what I do. One gate for a debuter is just monstrous. 9, Zuki, hard to beat. She still hasn't learned how to get in and gallop. Her first up run, she got beaten 0.8 of a length, or 0.1 of a length behind Ornate. They run 58.9, so they've run a record. She draws good, and she just needs to flatten out a little bit in her action. 6-year-old Gem, we've only seen her once. She ran second here behind the Smart Cheese Tuesday. That was 9 months ago, but we have seen her back to the trial. She was beaten 2 lengths when running 4th or 7th in a Taree trial, and that was on a very heavy track. She wasn't asked to do one little thing in the trial. I've got to watch on the 2 here. Gratuitous Regimes here. Let him up at Lismore and was run down late last preparation behind Clearfield. So, and hasn't been at the trials. Just a little fresh. Probably would have liked to have seen at 1,200 metres, but the good gate helps her out. 4-9, 6-2 for me in race 2, Anthony.
Yeah, identical, Gary. 4.96 and 2 here. I like the 4 Brazen Bell. As you suggested, she hasn't appeared at the races just yet. She's had the 4 trials. The Sydney trials were were okay, but the, as you suggested, the Deegan trial was nice and strong. She raced clear by three lengths over the concluding stages to win. Good gate, gate one. Interesting to note that the lugging bit goes on for the first time. Obviously, hasn't appeared in the trials. And Matthew Dunn, Matthew McGurran, they're a great combination. So I think she'll be leading and winning here. The nine for second, which is Zuki, runner-up behind Ornate, the blanket finish. Back last time out. All starts today to be nice and strong. Then the six-year-old Gem, prepared down there at Port Macquarie by Jenny Grahams. Only had the one start where she was run up behind a very talented one in She's Tuesday, and then the two gratuitous goes in as well. 4, 9, 6, and 2.
Now the third, we put out number 2, Queechy Mans.
Yeah, this is the Daily Examiner. Of course, that's the newspaper there in Grafton Town. This is a Class 1 and maiden plate over 2,200 metres. And we start with the toppie here in Delacroix. It's a $5.50 chance. Queechy came out this morning, 6 cents a win and nothing to place the deduction. As a Rose, a $2.50 and favourite. Carlu Dreaming is at $9.50. Vision and Prayer, owned by Crookie the Bookie there, Peter Cruikshank, run into his daughter this morning, works for Lexus in the foyer of the Grand Hyatt here in Melbourne. Lovely little lovely lady there. She's working hard for Lexus. And Vision and Prayer for Dad is a $9 chance. Bring Euro at $4.60. He's Off and Gone, good name that, at 101. King of Monaco with a tongue tie on at $7. And Isla Max is at $8. Very good support today for As a Rose here, Chris Lees, and out of his Gold Coast stable. So Mel Eggleston, you think, will be bringing it down. Went up 280 this morning, 280 to 250 already today.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Glenn, I'm with her. I'm made her one of the best of the day, 3, 5, 1, 6. She's a beauty, a real beauty. She debuted at 13.50 at Cessnock, got back, mile out of the ground, found the line good, went to the next start at Port Macquarie, was a mile off and over 15.12 and hit the line hard late, beaten 1.3, and she was pretty good the other day at her third start in the race of 2012. Parked worse than midfield, rounded them up at the furlong, and just raced right away from a really, really nice mare. Probably the only thing you can find with her is that she does go up 2.5 kilos, but she'll be hard to beat. Vision and Prayer, she'll be a lot better here today. I just want to see a high roll up in front. She did lead when she won at Port 2 runs ago. And then she led early and they were attacking her and she took a bit of a sit on her, Michaela Weir, and she just got out of a stride. But if they let her stride here today, she could even beat this favourite. She's probably going to be a better mare on the bigger circuit here. One Delacroix, look, he's racing good. He's got a win in. He draws good and he's very, very fit. He can run a trip. And the 6 Spring Euro, nice horse. Young Daniel Bowen's got him. He's had 3 runs back each time we see him in the mounting. He gets better. And there was nothing wrong with his running his last start behind Indian Rocks. Indian Rocks just got the cheap lead, but they might roll harder. And a big bloke that's just doing a really good job at the moment. Very hard to beat. 3, 5, 1, 6 for me. Race 3, Anthony.
Yeah, similar again, Gaz. 3, 5, 1, and 4 here. Look, the 3 as a Rose put them to the sword nice and strongly there at Port Macquarie last time out over the 2,000 metres. And as you suggested, that was its first go at it. Beat home Delacroix, Isla Max. And made a lot of ground from well back in the field, racing right away by almost 3 lengths on the peg. It'll do me. Ryan Maloney on for Chris Lees to defeat the 5, which is Vision and Prayer, another runner to come out of that race. Win 4th, beaten 4.6, was a Port Macquarie winner back 2 ago. Then the 1 goes in, which is Delacroix, was runner-up behind As a Rose. I think they'll finish pretty similar here today. And then the 4 goes in, which is Carlu Dreaming, which we saw place at Coffs Harbour after placing at Port behind Vision and Prayer 3 ago. Rather 2 ago. 3, 5, 1, and 4 to the third.
The 4th pull out number 3, Schiaparelli.
Yeah, I'll get that Flemington race out of the way there that I'm doing for tomorrow, Sean, and get back to Grafton. So you've got to be multi-skilled here and multitasking.
You're on a high.
Not many people can handle it. I'm even better now. The first thing is people have got to realise Andrew Bensley's just come into the studio. The most amazing thing has ever happened. He's bought me something. He's bought me a bottle of Pepsi Max, and I'm going to check that the seal hasn't been broken because he's likely to have poisoned it in some way.
Tampered with.
Yes. Race 4 is the 4X.
You'd be like Bigfaloo if you drink that.
I tell you what, I won't need to fly home. I can just float. The race 4 is the 4X Gold, the Jacaranda Crown. The fillies and mares benchmark 58 here over the mile, and Art Form is a $15 chance. McKellar, odds on for Stephen Lee and Benny Looker at $1.90. Schiaparelli came out this morning. The deduction there, 9 cents a win and nothing the place. Love Time is at $8. Our Gracious Dane at $10. Youngstown is a $5.50 pop. Clipperholic at $11. Wonderful Thing at $13. And Madam Kate for champion trainer Terry Comerford, looking to train his 100th individual winner. He sits on 99 at the moment. Tez, it's a $7.50 chance. Nobody wants to play at all here, boys. Too hard?
Righto, well, I'm glad you told me that because I'm going to have an interview with Tess, with Terry Comerford, with Madam Kate. So that's good info. Thanks for that, Glenn. You're a wealth of knowledge, mate. 2469 for me. Look, to Kennedy in here, McKellar, here, what was that, 26 days ago? I mean, she had one gate and she had 54.5 on her back, so she had half over the limit. Today she hasn't got one gate and she hasn't got 54.5. She's got 59, so she goes up 4.5. But what you could probably make a case, it's not an open 58 rating. It's a fillies and mares 58 rating. So suppose she's not badly treated, but she's only got to do what she did here 26 days ago. She just Kennedy and give them a hide. And the big watch is for Love Time. Two runs back, went to Bundara first up. No way in the world this girl had handled Bundara. Then she went to Tamworth, got a mile out of the ground and found the line late. 1,400 metres when running 15.1.3. She's a three times winner and two of her wins have been here at the Grafton Circuit. Six Youngstown, I liked the run last out of Coffs Harbour. I don't think she was at home on the very, very heavy track there. Prior to that, her Bow Desert run was good. Gore's a good gate. And nine, Madam Kate's in the mix. Look, I know Terry thought that she could run a trip. I'd say now he's thought, no, she couldn't. I mean, if you had a look at her in the mounting yard, you'd just run away and back her. She looks enormous. 26 days, freshen up, brought back to 1,600 metres, one over the limit, good jockey. She's a player. She could even beat these coming back in trip. 2, 4, 6, and 9 for me, race 4, Anthony.
Yeah, 2, 6, 8, and 1 here. I was ultra impressed with McKellar the way that she won at Grafton last time out. That was a second look at the track. The previous start before that, she was runner-up behind the in-form Caro Cavallo. As you mentioned, Gaz, she's got to lump the weight rise. Gets to 59 here after carrying that 54.5. But I think you hit the nail right on the head there. This is a fillies and mares benchmark 58, and that was just a plain benchmark. Oh, well, an open benchmark 58 last time out. Look, she raced away by 3.5 after getting a good run along the fence, and then, look, I had to peel her, and she just raced right away, putting Bold Sam and Text Me to the sword. Now, I think she'll be winning again. To defeat the six, which is Youngstown, I was impressed with that effort there, down there at Coffs Harbour, on the heavy going back last time out behind Rothford, where it was one of the only horses in that race to make ground from well back in the field. Then the eight, which is Wonderful Thing, coming out of that French Command race in a blanket go there on that heavy track at Coffs Harbour. And then Art Form goes in here after placing behind Caro Cavallo and McKellar back two starts ago here on this track and struck a much harder race at the Gold Coast last time. 2, 6, 8, and 1 to the fourth.
Now we take a look at race 5, pull out the 6, They Call Me Rose.
Yeah, race 5 here is the Clarence River Jockey Club, the CRJC, the Life Members Cup. So all of those life members of the Clarence River Jockey Club being celebrated here in this benchmark 66 over 1,400 metres. And Anne Bonney for Owen Glue. It's a $9.50 chance. Nothing for the press. Stephen Lee, another runner here, a $3.10 and favourite. Curly Mac is a $13 chance. Caro Cavallo for Kosciuszko winning trainer Johnny Shelton at $6. No doubt Vicky Bennett will be leading it round the enclosure. Magic Beneteau is a $5 pop. They Call Me Rose out this morning. 9 cents a win and nothing the place. Cool Prince at $4.60. Text Me at $11. And Light Motion is an $8.50 chance. Once again, interest very, very small here. Best supported runner is Nothing for the Press. It's not overly strong. Went up 4.40 in the full field, but They Call Me Rose did go up an $8 chance in that race there. Looking at actual movements this morning, After Scratchings was a $3.90 chance. It's gone 3.90, 3.50, 3.10. And I can guarantee you it's not money related, although half the money invested on the race is on it today. But I'd spend more on a good pair of shoes than what's been invested on it.
Oh, no. Well, I'm 7.542, and Vic Bennett could lead in the winner here from the Johnny Shelton Yard, and that's 7 Cool Prince. Look, he's a bit of a hard act to follow. You've got to get to know him. He's had one ride on him, Shannon Doyle. I loved his running the other day. He was three wide the trip, and Shan couldn't get in with him. He moved up on the corner. He's beaten 1.5 behind They Call Me Rose, and the more Shannon got at him and asked him to keep going, the more he dug deep. Now, he's had a go on him. It would have worked him out. He's got a kilo over the limit. Dry track, big track. I think he's got his chance to get back into the winning list. 5 Magic Beneteau is flying. His Dubbo win was good. His Musselbrook win was good. 1,400 metres, that's probably the only question mark. He's won from 900, 1,100, 13. He's never been tried at 14. but he's in good form. For Caro Cavello, he hasn't got 10 gate today. He's got one gate today. That's going to help him ride out. I mean, prior to that, he'd strung three wins together, winning a maiden class one and class two, and 2-0 for the press. Look, she was in awful trouble on him, CJ Graham, and that speed slowed, leaving the 600, and she done nothing wrong on him. He's just a big handful to ride. You've got to time your run on him perfect. And Ryan Maloney, he'll need to be at his best. He just needs to get there at that right time and not go too soon. But he draws a good gate to put him away. 7-5, 4-2, race five, anything?
Yeah, I swear we haven't compared notes, Gary. But once again, 7-5, 4-2 here. The 7, which is Cool Prince. Look, you summed it up nicely there. Coming out of that They Call Me Rose race last time out, I clearly had They Call Me Rose on top as the standout here in this race again. But since it was scratched this morning, I've come up with Cool Prince. That run was very strong, beat 1.3 after three wide for the journey. And just interesting to note, it's been a market firmer in its last four starts, including that race there at Grafton. It was fives into $4.20 last time out. So obviously the stable's in fine form. And look, it just continues a string of placings or being thereabouts right throughout this preparation, the 7. To defeat the 5, which is Magic Beneteau, obviously no knock there. Winner at Dubbo and Muswellbrook, recent 2. Then 4, Caro Cavello. Another runner that's absolutely flying for Shelton has won 3 out of its last 4. And then the 2, nothing for the press, absolutely loves the grass and conditions. So 7-5, 4-2.
Righto, race 6 now, 3 Viganta. He's the only scratching here, Mans.
Yeah, this is the McKim's Real Estate Jacaranda Maiden over the 1,700 metres, the 6 on the program today at Grafton. And Easy Squeezy is first starter here. I think that's your trainer, isn't it, Shawnee boy, Miss McClellan? Isn't she?
She's a mate of mine, Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa. And Jason Taylor to ride there, Easy Squeezy's a $41 chance. Miss Fraser is at $5. Viganza came out this morning, the deduction 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Monson Soldier at $6.50. Tohaki here at $7.50. Terrafilo is a $7.50 chance. Backhouse Frilly at $7.50. Then we go to Dakota Fury at $17. El Casco at $17. I Am Perfect at $8.50. Smoke and Miss is a $23 chance. Sweet William at $126. Then we go to Totten is at $5. That makes it equal favourite with Miss Fraser. Von Day at $81. And Granville Island with the concussion plates off the front there at $81. Not much activity here whatsoever. Tohaki is the best supported runner. Went up as much as $15 with Viganza in the races of $5.50 chance. Been averaged out at around about $9.50. The other one, there's a little bit of money for, and I'm stipulating little, is Terrafilo, but they've got them terrified here, race 6.
Oh, no, geez, I'll tell you what, you're giving Sean some there. Glenn, you said money for Tohaki, the 5.
Yeah, not much, Gaz, but more than anything else in the race.
Oh, no, I'm with him. Oh, I'm 5'2", 13, 6. He's a big, raw bone, lanky guy. He trialled up good. They gave him one run, Graham Hoy, very, very good man with a horse and a staying horse. He gave him one run at Tari behind, taking on Chance. He tipped him out as a 2-year-old. He'd be 16 and a half ends, this guy. And then he trialled him up before he came here, 1,400 first up. He went straight back to last from the bad gate. He only got warm late. He was beaten 4.5, 17 written all over him, 2,000 written all over him, and I reckon he's the big improver, the big improver. To Miss Fraser, she's only had the 3 goes. She's had a 1,200, 1,350, went straight to the 1,750 in a class 1 behind her Moon Ballad. Got back, found the line good. Back to maiden company or suit her right down the ground despite going up in weight. 13, Totten. Well, Belinda Otter broke out in carbuncles coming to the corner. She tried everything to get out on this guy and he didn't get out until the 100-metre mark and he was beaten 0.9 of a length. Probably no doubt if he gets out, he wins the race. And I'd like to see him roll today from the bad gate. I'd like to see him get him over and let him roll along because he's such a big guy. And 6, Terrafilo is the big query here. Stephen Leach, he races really good at this track. He gave a 1 trial here running second in a trial. And he took her to a pretty strong maiden at the Gold Coast, 1,200 metres, where she was absolutely run off a leg. Second up, 1,700 metres. But a mare that goes good. I've got a definite watch on her. 5, 2, 13, 6, race 6, Anthony.
Yeah, same Quinella, Gaz, and I was really just of two minds which way to go here, 2, 5, 6, and 7, and Miss Fraser for mine. Look, I think the big thing with her is she gets back to a maiden after placing in a class one over the 1,700 last time out. That was in a pretty good race down there at Musselbrook behind her Moon Ballard, beaten 1.6. And look, she's only had the three goes, 1,200, 1,350, and then, as you mentioned, the 1,750. I think the 1,700 here in this race for a maiden at Grafton, I think that'll suit her down to the ground. Good combination, Ryan Maloney, to Chris Lees from the Gold Coast. So I think she'll be rolling forward. She'll be up on the pace. To defeat the five, which is Tor Haki, behind at Wits End, beaten, 4.5 in that race after making up an incredible amount of ground on that soft track there at Grafton back last time out. Obviously, no Mikey on here. And then the six goes in, which is Terra Filo, goes into this race second up after a string of placings back here on this track over this journey, last preparation, and then throw in the seven, which is Backhouse, really in place behind Mary's Girl, two starts back. 2, 5, 6, and 7 to race six.
All right, we go to race 7, 5, 9, Templar not running, Munt.
Yeah, this is the SMEC Australia Jacaranda Cup, the feature event on the program today, an open handicap here over 1,100 metres, where Lucky Meteor is the $5.50 chance, TAB number one. Puzzling Wonder at $9. Landmarks is a $4.80 chance. Impregnable, named after Andrew Bensley's wallet, at $2.25 and favourite. Knight Templar came out this morning, 8 cents a win and nothing the place there. Elite 00 is at $11. Kashan at $19. La Dolce Vita at $11. More Patazi is $11. And Sylvie is a $41 chance. Slightly more money for Impregnable than there is for Lucky Meteor here in the open handicap.
Yeah, probably named after your wallet after you kept everything away from everyone yesterday. So, 4-1-6-3 for me. Oh, look, I'm with Impregnable. On face value, I thought he was disappointing at Coffs Harbour. They took him to a 1,000-metre race there behind Hydrazine, beaten 4.3. The more I look at it, I was probably being harsh on him because his next run at Newman on a Saturday, he had 57.5, beaten 2.9 over 1,050. Two winners have already come out of the race. And the more you replay him the other day, he's a 1,200-metre horse and he's screaming for 1,100 metres. And I think he's back an awful lot in grade. I've got him on top. I'm frightened about the top of his Lucky Meteor. I thought he was huge here first up. He had 62 kilos. He had 11 gate. He worked hard off the gate. He's got a great second-up record. He's got a great record here where he's a 5-times winner and he gets one gate. CJ Graham's been on him first up. I'd love to see the old boy get back into it. He's owned by Mr. and Mrs. Payne that own Riverdale. Just great racing people. Elite 00, he resumes here. Trevor Hardy's got him. He's a very good 1,100-metre horse. He's a good horse fresh. He needs a gate to hide him away and wait till late. He hasn't been back to the trials. And three, Landmark, look, he did a good job. He beat the field here 8 days ago. I had a query on him at 1,100 metres. He's a 4-times winner at 1,400 metres, and he's won 6 overall. But if he can reproduce what he did the other day, he did it. Just a little query goes from 57.5 to the 59. But on with 4-1, 6-3, but I'm frightened about the one also, Lucky Meteor or anything.
Yeah, I'm with the old stager here, Lucky Meteor, 1, 3, 2, and 7 here. Look, his run in the Jacaranda prelude, the prelude to this very race, was very, very strong, as you suggested, Gazzy. He had to work incredibly hard from gate 11. Today, comes up with gate 1. He's still got to lump the 63.5 less CJ Graham's claim, but he went down narrowly, beaten 0.2 of a length. So what's that about? A long neck behind Landmarks and Klang's Victory, who had the drop on him after he did plenty of work. So, look, he's won 5 out of 10 goes here on his home track, and the stable's in great form. Sheldon and CJ Graham on with the claim. The three, Landmarks, look, he really put in last time out. He's been a great money spinner for Connections. He's had 8 goes at Grafton, and he's finished in the top 2 in 4 of those. He's won 6 times from 23 for Scott coming up there at Casino, and Padgett's on again. He sticks. So, look, he's the obvious threat. Despite the weight rise. Then the two goes in, which is Puzzling Wonder, which won the town plate out there on Cup Day at Moree 3 ago. Now, beat some handy ones in that. And then the 7 Cashan, which we have seen over the Grafton Carnivals in the placings. So 1, 3, 2, and 7, but a very good race to Jacaranda Cup.
All right, we go to the 8th event. Take out 1 Takaraka, number 4 Academy Hill, 6 Dubai Week Sniper, number 9 Colts Tiger, and 12 Pajados.
Yes, and this is the Grafton Gas and Plumbing Benchmark 58 here, over 1,200 metres, and Takaraka, the toppy, is a scratching no deduction. Camillo with the lugging bit on and the standard bit off at $4.20. Big Reg, well, Ronnie won't want to hear this, bar plates on the front for Toddy Howlett. It is a $3.10 favourite. Academy Hill out this morning, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Crooked Gent at $6.50. Dubawi Sniper out this morning, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Ilia, blinkers on, winkers off, $5.50. Hashtag Hero for Terry Comerford there is an $8 chance. Coles Tiger is a scratching no deduction. Then we've got Golden Valley at $12. No Qualm at $8. Pajaros is a scratching no deduction. And My Boy Louie, a $19 pop. Excuse me, best supported runner here is Big Reg in the last second pick, Crooked Gent.
No money earlier, Glenn?
No, Gaz. No.
Not out. Okay, right. I'm in a corner. 7325. I'm trying to work the weights out here. This little mare's a 6 times winner, and she's a 5 times winner here at Graft. And she draws 4 gate. She drew 5 gate here 8 days ago in a benchmark 58. And this is a benchmark 58. She had 61 kilos on her back. I can't work the weights out. She drops for beating 2 lengths with the big weight to 56.5 kilos. She's just beautifully placed, this girl, and the blinkers go back on her. I like her. I think she's terrific value. Three Big Reg. Look, he's flying. I know the bar plates go on him, but his win the other day at Muswellbrook was really, really good, and he'll get a nice run from the gate. Two Camillos at a change of stable now on the Alan Ryan Yard. Loved his trial here 8 days ago. He just trialled up really good. Matty McGarren rode him in the trial. He never asked him to do anything this horse, and he has had 5 goes here, 2 wins, 2 placings. And 5 Crooked Gent, loved his win last start. That was behind Rioli. Just that little concern, 54.5, straight up to 59. So there's a 4.5 kilo weight rise for him. And each time I've seen him win, was the 3 times on the rivers, he's always been down on the weights, but the good gate will help him out. 7325 for me in the last, Anthony.
Yeah, I've come up with no qualm here, Gaz. 11-3-5-8. I know we've tipped him the last couple, but look, his last 3 starts have been very, very strong. And he ran into Kling's Victory back here 3 ago now. That was over the 1,100 and really lashed at the line from well back in the field, got back out towards the back half of proceedings from a very awkward draw. And Capital City was another runner to come out of that race. It was a very, very strong benchmark, 58. And then it went to Coffs Harbour over the 1,000, placed third behind Bay Kate, and then put in another eye-catching run over the 1,000 there at Tari behind Tiger's Image. Last time out, beaten 1.5. So good gate, Padgett on, in form. Oh, I think it'll be winning the last to defeat the 3, which is Big Rich. Comes up here for Toddy Howard after winning that start there at Muswellbrook last time over the 1,280. Over this journey. Then the 5 Crooked Gent, which is absolutely flying at the moment. 1 here at the last Grafton meeting for Fox Clapman. And then 8 goes in here, which is hashtag Hero, not to be excluded either. I'm hearing you about the 7 Ilya. That was my next number in. So she struck a great vein of form, but you can only have 4, and it's 11-3-5-8 to the lucky.
Righty-o. Now, let's see. Munz, what's been best back today? Most money?
Those early races, Sean, the favourite in the first, let me go back to it there to get the name correct, of course, Heritage Sash, the $1.45 chance. The other horse that's been well supported is As a Rose in race number 3. They're the 2 standout best back runners there today on the program at Grafton.
Right.
Jockey's Challenge, I'll have a quick look at that before we get Gaz and Anthony's best and their quaddies. In the Jockey's Challenge, Ryan Maloney, 170. Matty McGurran's 380, Ben Looker's at 6, Matty Padgett's 7, Michaela Weir 16, any other jockey 31, Jason Taylor 71, Matty Palmer's 100-1. There's also a market there, Ryan Maloney, to ride 2 or more winners under today's specials. And they tell me a man we're just about to talk to did his best bets on the program at Grafton was very, very special in his work he did on Saturday night. Weren't you, Gaz?
Yeah, no, it was a lovely night. And I'll tell you what, Priscilla looked like an absolute princess. And it was, they had 90 people there, and it was just a wonderful night. And good on the two of them. And Glenn, you take it easy today down there in Melbourne. You go there to a nice shop, buy your wife a lovely present, and take it home. I know she was in the ownership, but you take it easy, mate. You got.
What do you mean? He's been shoplifted at Myer already, Gaz.
What's that, yeah. Sean?
He's been shoplifting at Myer already. He's got us something.
And it's from the
costume jewellery section too.
No, I'll probably get a nice Italian designer, St. Vincent de Paul, and get us something from there.
He was given it to you early on, Sean, so he deserves a little bit more back.
He
three,
does.
Race 3, number 3, as a rose best. We've raced 4, number 2, McKellar. So race 3, number 3, race 4, number 2. Quaddy numbers are just widening in that first league, 7, 5, 4 and 2. In the second league, 5, 2 and 13. 4, 1, 6 in the third league, 7, 3, 2 in that last league, Sean.
Right, Anthony, what's your best?
Well, Gaz has stolen my thunder in races 3 and 4, race 3, horse 3, as a rose. Race 4, horse 2, McKellar. But obviously take the shorts in the opening event. Race 1, horse 6, Heritage Sash. And I'm pretty keen on Brazen Bell in race 2 as well. So between Gaz and I reckon we can tip the first 4 winners on the card here at Grafton today. And I'll leave it up to everyone else to organise a quaddie.
All right, terrific. And Munts has dashed out the door. He's off to his favourite shop, Salvation Armani.
Good on you, Sean. You give him a little bit more back than he deserves, Chip.
Right, we'll hear you at the late mail later on. See you, guys. See you,
mate.
Anthony.
See you, guys. Bye, mate.
Have a great day, mate.
I will, Sean. I'll definitely won't be going quiet.
No. I'm tipping now. I'll recommend a good vet for you tomorrow. You'll need a distemper shot. I'm tipping now after that winner after 30 years.